I think that we should have the right to bear arms, defend ourselves. And we see it's a buffer against crime. It's a buffer against people just surrendering their rights. It's a buffer against everything that's bad. So 100%, I want to support the Second Amendment. And of course, I want localism. So I want more people to be left alone to the best of their ability. We are a big, diverse state. And the idea that one city should be controlling everything is silly. I don't want the people, you know, of Monroe County having to be the same as the people of Erie County, people of Wyoming County, people of Allegheny County being the same as Brooklyn or Queens. Let each county be the county it wants to be. Leave everybody alone. Yes.
Now we have about 2 minutes left. Now, do you have a lieutenant governor running mate? And are there other, you know, libertarians around the state that you're trying to highlight who run in this November as well?
All over the place. We have a bunch of people running. But what I care about is getting ballot access. And New York State, because they didn't put me on a ballot, the only thing that matters is me getting ballot access for the party for next year. So what everyone to know is, if you want someone who polls high enough, who will speak to both the left and the right, who does care about all sides and wants to get more people in the independent line, you have to write in Larry Sharp for governor November 8th.
You mentioned you're a little bit of a business person. What is, you know, a little bit of your background for people?
Born and raised in New York City. I now live in Queens. I'm a business consultant when I do work. Now I'm not working. I just run for office and I campaign. But when I'm not campaigning, which is only ran twice for governor both times, I'm a business consultant and a teacher and a trainer. I've taught at the graduate level, both Yale and Columbia. I've taught at Baruch College, John Jay College. I do some veteran work because I'm a former Marine. I spent 7 years in the Marine Corps in the 80s and 90s. And that's how I make my money. I have a family here in Queens, a wife I met in high school, 2 kids and a dog, American dream, I guess. But I'm trying to keep New York in a spot to where people can stay, where families will want to stay and retire. I want to stop people leaving. That's number one thing. And without a third party, this will not work. Without a third party that will allow you to be as liberal or as conservative as you want to be in the state, but just leave others alone, without that, we will have one party rule. And whether you lean left or lean right, wherever you lean, one party rule means corruption.
10 seconds left.
Republicans run the state.
Larry Sharp, libertarian governor, needs to be right in. Get a website. People.
LarrySharp.com, or just Google Larry Sharp, Twitter to TikTok to YouTube to Facebook to all the things.
Larry Sharp, libertarian candidate for governor, has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Monday, October 31st, tune in Halloween programming on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Scary Sounds, Spooky Stories, and more. That includes Brendan Donegan playing favorites at 11 a.m. with The Pentacle, live from the WGXC Hudson Studio, the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. At 3 p.m., echolocation is Ringing Rocks with Liz the Judas. WGXC Afternoon Show is live from Western Massachusetts at 4 p.m. with Kieran Riley. Then at 6 p.m. on All Together Now, and all this week on All Together Now at 6 p.m. and 7 a.m., we've got a midterm election special every day with special reports about voting, when you can vote, how you can vote, and who you might want to vote for. We've got candidate interviews and stories about the election, about false claims in ads, and more. Then at 8 p.m., we've got special Halloween night programming, so tune in when you're out trick-or-treating or on your way back from a party for more spooky sounds on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
I am a vampire. I lost my fangs. I am a vampire. guitar's out of tune. I am a vampire and I'm looking in the CD, but the musical, don't play with me.
Don't play with me.
I don't have my mouse again, cause I have lost my mouse again.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to the spooky edition of Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson. And Fatia is here, but we cannot hear her. That's how spooky the spooky edition of Bound by Books is. We have lost a member. No.
Oh, no.
Not Fatia.
The big toe ate her. And we are here every spooky week and every non-spooky week to talk about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And bookish things and spooky things.
Yes.
But before we talk about spooky things and bookish things, we're going to talk about
pledge drive-ish things.
Pledge drive-ish things. We're in the Tower Power Pledge Drive. And today is the last day of the Tower Power Pledge Drive. And we really want to help WGXE get the money that the station needs to be able to move forward with renewing a lease on our FM tower so that we can broadcast on the FM dial for the coming years. We have our tower leases up for renewal in 2023, and we need to be able to know that we have the financial stability to make that renewal and be able to fulfill that commitment to that lease. And we can do so if we raise more support for WGXE. Our goal for this pledge drive is to reach a point where we're receiving $5,000 per month in sustaining support from donors across our listening area and beyond. And we're so close to reaching that goal. As of Thursday morning, we were just $800 away from reaching that goal. So I know we can get over that line if our dedicated listeners can provide some support, sign up to be a sustaining donor, can give as little as $5 a month, and then as much as you want above that per month. I don't think there's any cap to how much you can give per month within your means, of course. But yes, getting sustaining support is very helpful and every amount counts. And if you already are a sustaining supporter, maybe look at how much you give and see, could you give a little more? Maybe you can up your contribution a little bit this year so that we can enter 2023 in a strong position to make these important decisions about the radio station, because we want WGXC to stay on the air. It's very important to us. So to pledge your support, you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. You can check out the website while you're there. See all of the different shows that are on. You can listen to archived shows. You can listen to so many old school Bound by Books episodes. If just one episode a week isn't enough, you can go into the archives and listen to some more. You can also pledge by phone, 518-697-7400. So that's wgxc.org/donate, or by phone, 518-697-7400. We hope you'll contribute. If you're not ready to become a sustaining supporter, one-time donation is lovely as well. We hope you'll support WGXC in keeping youth voices on the airwaves, our spooky book talk on the airwaves, experimental radio on the airwaves, lots of great local content. It's just a really wonderful radio station that we're so lucky to have here in Hudson and the surrounding county and Greene County. So we hope our listeners will contribute so that we can keep broadcasting for years and years. There's also another fun way that you can contribute this month. in person. If you go and check out some of our local record stores here in the region, Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records in Hudson, and Boom and Bloom Records and Flowers in East Durham are all collecting donations on behalf of WGXC. So definitely check those out. And yeah, so again, we're trying to secure additional sustaining supporters towards our goal of 5,000 in monthly contributions. If we reach this goal, we likely don't have to do these pledge drives anymore, which would just mean more amazing radio content, not just us asking for money, which would be lovely. And we're really close to reaching that goal. So anyone that's out there listening that appreciates community radio and youth voices on the radio and Bound by Books, we hope you'll show your support and become a sustaining supporter or consider upping your support this season. I'll give those numbers and websites one more time before we dive into talking about books. The phone number to make a pledge is 518-697-7400, or you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. Hooray. And I think we maybe got Fatia back. Is Fatia there?
Hi.
Hi, welcome back. We did our intros and we couldn't get you.
Yeah, I'm just like finishing up a book and I'm like
You're deep in the book. Cool. So, Georgia, what makes this radio show a spooky radio show? What's going to make it spooky today?
Because Halloween is in a few days and we will talk in ominous voices like this.
The whole time?
The whole time.
What if the listener scared?
I'm not a theater kid, so it's okay.
Die!
I'll talk about a scary book when it's my turn. But I will say, we were all talking before the show about what people are wearing for Halloween and about their Halloween decorations. And I am horrible at Halloween. I am really bad at like getting a costume together. I don't decorate at all. But I love Halloween. And I love like driving around and seeing all the spooky decorations that people have. It brings me great joy. So thank you all for being good at Halloween. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You should see our house on Halloween.
Might have to drive by.
It'll probably look a little better than it is now, because like I am currently like sitting in front of a window and I'm just watching one of my inflatables slowly tip over more and more. And I feel so bad for it. It's a little ghost.
Nice. Well, who wants to get started talking about a book today?
We never let Fatia go first.
Fatia, have you finished your book? Can you talk about it?
I'm on the chapter 3. Yeah.
Okay, so you can tell us what it's about so far.
It's a rainy book, and I can't stop smelling this mark. It's like a strawberry shortcake.
Oh, this is a book that you've made.
Yeah, I love it. This is Rainy Book by Fatia Jemnet, and I also put a picture right here. This is a table of contents. I made a table of contents. And chapter 1, How Rainy Is. Rain is really some are and some are light. If you ever be in one, it's best to hide somewhere. In a rainy day, it's wet everywhere. Sometimes get sick because of it. Not all rain is bad. Some are good and some are not. These are different types of rain. There are 4 types of rain: convection rainfall, organization rain, or relief rainfall, and cyclotic or frontal rainfall. Always be safe all the time. If you don't, bad stuff gonna happen. If there's too much rain, find a nearby shelter. When you're outside, it's best to look where you're going, or else you'll fall and slip. Always be careful. If you now then, ask for help if you don't. And yeah, that's the end of the chapter. I just gave like 9 pages for each chapter.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, how you make your own books.
That book sounds great.
Thank you. And I also need some cardboard for like the cover. But this part right here, I glued so many times, it's hard. I glue like 20 5 pages already, and it's hard. I have to go all the way to 40, so I have 35 more pages to go until I'm done. That's a long time. I want to finish quickly.
Very nice.
You're a really good writer, Fatia.
Thank you.
Would you say it's spooky how good she is at writing?
Yes, it is.
Work somehow.
And you're a good writer too. Everyone's a good writer.
Thank you. Yeah.
Speaking of good writers, I was going to talk about a book, a graphic novel by someone that has won Best Writer Award at the Eisners 2 years in a row.
Ooh, who dat?
They're a very good writer too. Their name is James Tinian IV. And
fancy.
At the most recent Eisner Award ceremony, they won Best Writer, Best New Series for a book I talked about recently called The Nice House on the Lake, and Best Continuing Series for Something is Killing the Children, which is the book I was talking about today.
I see it in comic shops all the time, and I always think about picking it up, and then I never do, but it looks very interesting.
I think you would like it. So I just read volume one of Something is Killing the Children, which, let me see if it says what it, it's issues 1 to 5 of that series that it collects. And so it's still, you know, it's the first volume, so it's still very much like an introduction to the world and the characters and the storyline, but it was very good. And the artwork was lovely and spooky. The illustrator is Werther Del Ladera, and Miguel Muerto is the colorist. And I would say this is a comic for adults or mature teens. It's pretty violent because something is killing the children, as the title says. So it takes place in a town called Archer's Peak, and children are going missing there, and in some cases are horribly killed. And most of the kids that have survived, which are few, who have seen what killed this something that killed the children, are traumatized by that. And people don't believe them because they see a monstrous creature, which everyone knows that monsters aren't real. But then a woman comes to town who believes the children and can see what they see and is there to help take care of this evil creature or creatures that are taking away the town's children. So the main characters you get to meet so far, there's a boy who survives an attack. There's the character Erica, who comes to town. Her last name is Slaughter, just a lot. And then there's another man, like an older, I don't know if he's a teen or an adult, like a younger adult, but he meets Erica and is very suspicious of her, and his sister has gone missing, and so he is wondering if she's involved in it and is trying to like follow her. But those are sort of the main characters that we've met so far in the series in volume one. So it's very creepy, but it's I liked it, if that's the thing you're into, if you're into creepy stuff.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of it's not as like funny or I don't know, using metaphors, but it has like sort of a Buffy vibe, and like this young woman that comes to save the day and fight the monsters. But yeah, it's lacking that humor, and it's not trying to make a point on how everyday life is horror. It's more just dark, but it's very interesting. There's some mysterious things that I haven't, in just reading volume one, I haven't gotten a hold of like exactly what's going on, but there's something where the character has like a little stuffed animal thing that she carries around with her that seems to like somehow be connected to or embody a spirit of some sort or creature of some sort that she talks with. And it seems like she's connected to a bunch of other people that maybe have similar situations, but more to be discovered. But I thought that was an appropriate Halloween time pick. So that's Something is Killing the Children by James Tinian IV. And illustrated by Arthur Del Adera and colorist Mikel Muerto. And I think there are at least 4 volumes out. There might be more, but there's at least, I think there were, I saw 4 that were available. So I have to wait for more A Nice House on the Lake, but I don't have to wait for more Something Is Killing the Children. But I might try to read something lighter next. We'll see. Anyways, Amelia, what do you have to share today?
It's book adjacent, but I have been kind of obsessed with this thing on TikTok. And first I need to explain, do any of you know what Inktober is?
Maybe.
It's a monthly, every October, it's a drawing challenge that comes out. It's basically the objective of it. I'm going to explain it anyway for the viewers, or listeners, rather.
I have this, like, art platform for tweens and teens called Pop Jam. Well, it's actually meant for kids, but most people who use it are teenagers, actually. Anyways, so it had Inktober challenges on it.
Yeah. There's a guy who made it, who puts out prompts every year, but other people just make their own prompt list. And the objective is to make a drawing with, you know, ink, whether that be markers or pens or whatever, one drawing per month, per the day, depending on what prompt that day is. And there's one woman on TikTok who I cannot remember the name of right now, who does all her own prompt, who makes her own prompt list, all based off legends and stories, mostly told through oral tradition, but also exist in book form nowadays a lot. One of her older ones that she did a couple years ago was Bloody Mary. And I thought it was interesting because the original Bloody Mary myth states that if you say her name 3 times in a mirror, then she'll show up and actually show you the face of the person you'll marry one day, which is much different from the more menacing adaptations of the legend we have now, where it's kind of like, you know, a scary challenge that people do at sleepovers, which there is a psychological reason for the reason why you might see someone else's face in the mirror if you're in the in a bathroom and all the lights are off and you have only one source of light. Your brain will struggle to recognize your own face and it'll start to like warp. And that's like a psychological thing. Like that is real. And I thought that was interesting. That wasn't in the TikTok video. That's just something I knew somehow from somewhere else, that if you're looking at yourself in a mirror in an area with like low light, your brain will struggle to recognize your own face. And I thought that was interesting because I like seeing how like stories evolve. I haven't had a lot of time to read this week because I just started my final term for college. I'm going to be graduating, getting my bachelor's in January. And I've started taking a very, very fun but very involved class on pop culture, which is a ton of fun. And I get to choose my own final topic for my essay. And it's going to be horror related, obviously, because I like that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Nice. What's your degree going to be in?
Creative writing.
Oh, nice. I was thinking of you the other day because I read an article. I'm trying to remember what it was on. I think it was on, I can't remember specifically comics that have like a horror or like Halloween connection. And so it was like people were suggesting different ones and they were suggesting individual titles. And then at some point, somebody just said everything Junji Ito. I was like, they did give a couple like individual titles, but they're kind of like really just like Junji Ito, like everything.
Junji Ito is an amazing manga artist. And like, especially when it comes to horror.
Yeah, I still need to read him. I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I haven't.
Yeah. I should tell that to my best friend. My best friend is like so obsessed with manga and anime.
Are they obsessed with being terrified by art?
Sort of, yeah. They really like Attack on Titan, and their favorite is Demon Slayer.
Cool. What did you want to talk about today?
Well, this is not a spooky story, but I'm going to tell it in an ominous voice so it sounds spooky. This book is called Olga and the Smelly Thing from Nowhere. This is a It's in like a Diary Wimpy Kid sort of style, where it's writing and drawing, and it's really fun and lighthearted. Very nice break from the world. I will read the description. She says, there is a speech bubble coming from her that says, I love animals. I get along with them just fine. Humans? That's another story. I'll be an animal scientist soon, you'll see. All the newspapers will talk about Olga, the amazing child scientist. Especially after people meet the weird creature I just discovered. What you'll find in this scary book. Boys with strange haircuts. Animal poop facts. Beauty tips. Not silly teen magazines. And a French-speaking spider. Bum, bum, bum! And this is Olga and the Smelly Thing from Nowhere by Elise Gravel.
Oh, Elise Gravel. I just talked about a book by her last week. I still don't know if it's Gravel or Gravel. Do you know for sure? Just a guess.
Nope. I do not.
It's funny. I kind of feel like that's a spooky book, even though it probably isn't.
I made it sound spooky.
I also like that your spooky voice is like you either whisper or go really deep.
I realized at some point that I needed to kick up the spooky notch a little because I sounded like a game show announcer talking slowly.
A slowed down game show.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun book. I hadn't heard of that one.
It's really good. Now I'm going to read that whenever I'm having like a bad day and feel all the problems pouring on me. It's very lighthearted and fun.
Oh, nice. Well, we're just about out of time for today. It's rough, but before we go for the day, we want to remind our listeners that we are in the final drive for the Tower of Power pledge drive. It wraps up today, and we, along with our fellow radio producers, are helping the radio station to raise some sustaining support towards the ultimate goal of 5,000 in monthly contributions. We're so close, and we hope you'll help us reach that finish line by making a pledge or increasing your pledge if you're a current sustaining supporter. If you're a current sustaining supporter, thank you. You're the best. And if you're about to pledge, thank you. You're also the best. But anyways, to make a pledge, you can pledge online at wgxc.org/donate. Or you can call 518-697-7400. Again, that's wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. We hope you will become a sustaining supporter or a pledge support of any amount. And we appreciate all of you out there listening and supporting WGXC and Bound by Books and shows like ours. On that note, we're going to say goodbye for this week.
We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading! Off with your head!